FBI issues cyber warning to businesses.
It appears right now that North Korean hackers may be behind this breach.
The White House plan for police.
50,000 body-worn cameras.
Lebanon detained spouse of ISIS leader.
We could learn a lot more about the Islamic State.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The FBI is warning businesses they could be the next targets of highly damaging software. It's an alert that comes on the heels of a cyber attack against a major movie studio. CBS's Bob Orr is in Washington.
Sources do tell us that the FBI is now warning U.S. businesses across the country to be on guard against malicious software that can do a great deal of damage to computer systems. The five-page FBI alert, which went out Monday, provides technical details about the software, noting the bug is capable of erasing hard drives and crashing networks. The bulletin does not specifically mention Sony Pictures, but we have to say this warning appears to be describing the same kind of cyber weapon used in the recent attack on Sony's system.
That cyber invasion at Sony compromised movies, including one that is yet to be released, and experts suspect it might be the work of North Korea acting as it promised because of a new comedy.
The CIA would love it if you could take him out.
Like for drinks?
Like to dinner?
Take him out in the town?
No, take him out.
The interview is a farce about a plan to assassinate North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The St. Louis Police Union and the NFL's Rams differ about whether the team apologized for the players who struck the hands-up, don't-shoot pose before Sunday's game. The union says it got an apology. The Rams insist regret was expressed over any perceived disrespect of law enforcement. Coach Jeff Fisher says the team wants to get past it all.
They're exercising their right to free speech. They will not be disciplined by the club, nor will they be disciplined by the National Football League.
There were protests over the Ferguson police shooting in that St. Louis suburb and other cities around the country yesterday. Reporter Pete Combs has more on what happened in Atlanta.
Even as Attorney General Eric Holder criticized some Ferguson protesters for violence and vandalism, he was interrupted by protesters who were escorted out of the church Martin Luther King made famous. Holder took it all in stride, saying some might condemn the demonstrators for interrupting.
But we should not.
Holder said he will soon announce a plan that includes body cameras for cops and a training initiative to reduce racial profiling. What did the protesters think?
Holder should actually still be in D.C. filing papers to indict Darren Wilson.
Pete Combs, CBS News, at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta.
So let's bring in White House correspondent Peter Mayer with more on President Obama's plan for police body cameras and a lot more. Peter?
Right, Steve. The president's proposing $75 million in federal funding to help buy thousands of those cameras. Michael Brown's family believes every street cop should wear one. After meeting with community and civil rights leaders and police chiefs, the president said the issues raised in Ferguson go beyond the trouble there to
simmering distrust that exists between too many police departments and too many communities of color.
And Mr. Obama said the country should not have what he described as a militarized police culture. He wants better management of the federal programs that provide military gear to police departments. And Steve, the White House continues to consider a potential presidential visit to Ferguson.
Well, overseas, there's word one of the wives of the leader of ISIS may have been detained in Lebanon. It's a development that could help that country win the freedom of hostages held by the terror group. CBS's Vicky Barker joins us live from the foreign desk in London.
Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi's wife was reportedly detained near the Syrian border, along with one of the reclusive leader's children. ISIS itself routinely uses prisoners as bargaining chips, but terror expert Michael Stevens says now that the group finds itself on the other side of that equation, it's not clear if it will negotiate or retaliate.
There are still Westerners that the Islamic State is holding. Would they hit back out of some form of revenge?
What the woman's capture could yield is information and insight into Islamic State. Steve?
Islamic extremists from Somalia are blamed for the killing of 36 quarry workers in Kenya. Police say they were attacked as they slept. Some were shot, others were beheaded. Investigators in the Morgantown, West Virginia area are looking into the shooting deaths of four people. They were found at four separate crime scenes. And the suspect, 39-year-old tow truck driver Jody Lee Hunt, was found dead of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Police Lieutenant Michael Bayless.
What we're going to do is allow each of those investigators at each of those scenes to get together and take all the pieces of the puzzle and put them together and see if we can come up with a clear picture of what happened. There's been a lot of chatter on social media, and we believe the suspect had posted on social media as well.
One of the victims filed a domestic violence complaint against Hunt last month. Nazi hunters say one of World War II's most wanted men, Alois Brunner, is now presumed to have died 4 years ago in Syria. Ephraim Zuroff of the Simon Wiesenthal Center.
After the war, he was able to escape initially to Egypt and to Syria. He spent the rest of his life in Syria. He worked for the Assad regime, was an advisor on terror, security.
Zuroff says Brunner deported 128,000 Jews to death camps. The way federal regulators tell it, the car seat maker Graco may have dragged its feet when it discovered a safety defect.
In this case, it looks like Graco may have taken as many as 5 years instead of 5 days.
David Friedman is deputy administrator of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
If Graco delayed in protecting our children and infants from this defect, we will hold them accountable to the full extent of the law.
Graco recalled more than 6 million car seats this year because buckles can stick. If there were delays, Graco could face up to $35 million in fines. A new storm system's taking aim at parts of California. Rough weekend weather caused flooding and mudslides in some places and snow in the northern mountains. Melanie Thomas has stacked sandbags and has set up reinforcements around her home in Glendora.
I think I'm a little bit nervous, but we're very prepared. We've got the K-rail, so you know, we've done everything we can do, and we'll just hope for the best now.
Forecasters predict significant precipitation, but not enough to break the back of California's long drought. The student body president at Temple University says Bill Cosby made the right move, stepping down from the school's board of trustees. Cosby, who's been the face of Temple advertising for years and on the board since 1982, said in a statement he always wanted to do what would be in the best interest of the school. It made no mention of the recent string of sexual assault accusations against him. A social media faux pas from an airline that spent a good portion of 2014 in the news. Here's CBS's Bill Whitney.
Since the loss of its plane over the Indian Ocean 9 months ago, Malaysia Airlines has struggled to lure passengers, and it's occasionally stumbled. In September, the carrier was criticized for a contest that offered free tickets to exotic destinations. It was named My Ultimate Bucket List. Now the New York Times reports Malaysia Airlines has withdrawn a promotional campaign on Twitter that asked, "Want to go somewhere but don't know where?" One recipient commented it was probably not the best choice of words for an airline that doesn't know where one of its planes is. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
North Dakota's First Lady is leading the push in that state to make high school diplomas contingent on students passing a 100-question civics test. Similar efforts are underway in 7 other states. One proponent says students can identify Lady Gaga, but few could name a justice on the Supreme Court. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.